Dear Mr. President, according to a 2006 United Nations report, raising animals for food generates more greenhouse gases than all the cars, trucks, planes, and ships in the world put together. Producing one calorie of animal protein requires more than 10 times as much fossil fuel input. It releases more than 10 times the amount of greenhouse gases that it takes to produce one calorie of plant protein. You are talking about global warming. And the times have changed in Washington. But the meat lobby keeps up its strong ties with politicians and members of your cabinet. They are destroying our natural resources. The most serious environmental problems of our time are all directly linked to eating meat. The United Nations says that animal agriculture is a major policy focus when dealing with problems of land degradation, climate change and air pollution, water shortage and water pollution, and loss of biodiversity. Environmental organizations are now making a connection between eating meat and global warming. If every American skipped one meal of chicken per week and substituted vegetarian foods, the carbon dioxide savings would be the same as taking more than 500,000 cars off of U.S. roads. Raising animals for food requires massive amounts of land, food, energy, and water, and contributes to animal suffering. Mr. President, with our respect, being vegetarian is more effective in the fight against global warming than no longer driving SUVs. It looks like the soap opera meat industry lobby is the same, only with different actors. The meat industry hurts animals, pollutes the environment, and exposes people to a greater risk of heart disease. Haven't times changed?